Well, if you need a reason to blow up DEI and put it away for good forever, it's this Potomac nightmare of raw waste that's still pumping into the Potomac River after a month. It's absolutely mind-bending. So the Daily Caller did this great story, and I want to read it to you. And that's this, all we're going to talk about in this segment. It's that egregious. DC Water, that's the name of the big utility, right? They have a CEO, new guy. Well, wouldn't you know, during Joe Biden's tenure, he waved a magic wand and he put some black guy in charge of it, which is fine. You would hope the black guy came from some kind of a utility background. We're going to talk about that in a minute. DC Water's CEO, that guy, oversaw $520 million in DEI contracts and, coincidentally, the biggest sewage spill in U.S. history. Like, oh my, let's chew a little bit and see what the priorities of this utility were, shall we? While hundreds of millions of gallons of raw sewage accumulated in its pipes, the District of Columbia Water and Sewer Authority was focused on diversity, equity, and other left-wing priorities, setting the stage for what may be the largest sewage spill in American history. DC Water CEO David Gaddis, as his name, David Gaddis. He's championed equity and diversity throughout his tenure, who was also named in a lawsuit against his former employer for allegedly withholding information about water contamination in Flint, Michigan. Let's dig a little bit deeper into this guy. Before joining DC Water in 2018, Gaddis served as executive vice president of Veolia North America and CEO of Veolia Water Indianapolis. It's the utility's first black CEO and the first black executive to lead a major Indianapolis utility, according to his bio. Woohoo!